Now let's do the exercise at page 164. Multiple choice questions. Comprehension. Number 1. In what circumstances may justice take effect outside the court of law? Take effect, 起作用。那么在什么样特定的情况下正义在法庭之外起作用呢？请大家把题干背熟，这个题干的表达方式是相当重要的。In what circumstances may justice take effect outside the court of law? Still remember the sentence in the text. There are rare instances when justice almost ceases to be abstract concept. At such times, justice acts like a living force. When we use a phrase like it serves him right,we are in part admitting that a certain set of circumstances that enable justice to act of its own accord. 那么课文当中第二自然段就可以证实了一点。In a certain circumstance, justice take effect outside the court of law. But in what circumstances? 但是在什么样的情境下呢它会起We know when reward or punishment are meted out quite independent of human interference. 那比如说当奖惩实施的时候不受人类干涉的时候。所以根据这个内容我们应该选择是 C. When justice has been done without interference of human agent. Okay, number 2. Why did the manager ring up the fire brigade? 为什么这个总经理要给消防队打电话呢？We choose boy. He expected them to be of most help in the circumstances. 那么在这个情况下他希望他们能够有所帮助。So, you know, expect them to be of most help. 把这个表达方式务必要背熟。I expect you to be of most help. Got it? Number 3. The firefighters ascertained which chimney the man was in by. 那么这些消防队员们通过什么方式来确定这个人所在的烟囱？注意重点的动词 ascertain， 确定。Okay. So we choose boy by listening for the man's response to their taps on the walls. Now listen to me, and I think what I'm talking about can remind you of that. They located the right chimney by tapping at the walls and listening for the man's cries. Are you quite clear?Okay, structure, number 4. Wise or eminent judges are human and can make mistakes. 在原文当中使用 however, 那么它替换短语 no matter how, got it. Number 5. In our use of phrase like it serves him right, in our use of, 在我们使用这个短语下 it serves him right 的时候显然这是介词 in 做状语。那么应该马上表现出本句的主语 the way we are in part admitting we choose C. Number 6 The staff must have found it impossible to say it serves him right. In our text we use the staff must have found it impossible to resist the temptation to say 在原文当中我们采用表达方式 to resist the temptation to say. SoWhen we put it in another way, we know, found it impossible not to be tempted to do, 被诱引去做某事。So not to be tempted, 不被诱引去做某事是不可能的。The internist 肯定会要说 it serves him right 这句话 right? Number 7. Several times she ran to tell the manager. 注意主句的主语谁？他跑去告诉总经理。那么显然前句所表达的内容是原因状语 So She heard the cry repeated several times 听到这哭声哭喊声重复了好几次那么在这个表达方式语句当中我们采用的是 C 选项 The cry being repeated 独立主格结构做原因状语 Because the cry was repeated several times 因为这个哭声被重复了好几次那么because 这个标志去掉我们采用 独立主格结构 the cry being repeated。 那么如果选择 A 选项 repeating the cry， 那么说明这个 repeating 这个动作就是由谁所发出的了， OK。 为什么不能选 boy 呢？ Well the cry was repeated。 Well 所引导的时间状语从句表明动作正在进行延续。 Still 本句是因为强调原因状语而不是时间状语，所以不能选择 boy 选项。而第四个选项和 A 选项一样，也是由 she 所发出的一个主动动作。 OK number 8 admitted that to break into the shop during the night he had got stuck in the chimney。 选项应该为 C in trying。 介词 in 和动名词搭配表示在什么的时候，在什么的过程当中，还记得吗？在使用这个短语的时候 in the use of the phrase。 So now translate the sentence。在同他讲话的过程当中，我发现他有点紧张。In speaking to him, I found him nervous. Okay. So in trying to break into the shop, 那么在闯进这家商店的过程当中，而 boy 选项 well 确实可以引导从句，但是一定要注意 well 引导从句分词短语或介词短语，而不能跟动名词形式搭配。在 well 所引导的一般从句之中要出现的动词是延续性动词，而我们这里 try to break into the shop 是非延续性动词，所以不能选择 boy。 Vocabulary number 9 She did cry several times so she ran， 这里显然选择选项 A。 She heard the cry， 它是特重强调听到了这个结果。 OK number 10 They located the chimney by tapping。 OK You know, we choose dog， 应该选择是 dog 选项 correctly。 那么重点在于正确的确定的这个烟囱的位置， so they located the chimney correctly。 OK number 11 the blackened figure that emerged was fight， we choose boy sorry was a sorry sight。 那么说明这个漆黑的身影看上去是很沮丧，而 C 选项 apologetic 道歉的认错的。 OK number 12 the sorry looking blackened figure that admitted at once， 原文当中我们使用的动词 emerge， 在某种程度下，在某种情况下，你要注意 emerge 相当于 A 选项 come to light， 可以换用，但是它侧重强调公布于众，而在本课它表示出来， so it means whatGo out, come out， 所以只能选用 dog 选项 get out。 所以我们在试一个词汇的时候一定要根据这个词在语句当中运用，所以不能选 A come to light， 而应该是 get out。 boy 选项 come up 表示意外发生， so 我们的取消约会因为紧急的事情忽然发生了， we have to cancel our appointment because something urgent has just come upOkay. Now, so much for the exercise in Lesson 35. Now, let's study the text. Lesson 36. A chance in a million. 百万分之一的机遇。Please open your books at page 166. Read with me the following words aloud. Credulous. Credulous. Improbable. Improbable. Obscure. Obscure. Maid servant.Maidservant, presume, presume, wickedly, wickedly, plot, plot, downfall, downfall, naive, naive, unacceptable, unacceptable, conspire, conspire, incredible, incredible, resemblance, resemblance, scorn, scorn, acquaint, acquaint, reunite, reunite,assume, assume. Well, the words in the vocabulary are very important for us. So let's learn how to use the first word, credulous.